Blessed Zancia Szymkowiak was born on July 11, 1910 in Poland and was the youngest child in a faithful Catholic family. From her earliest years, her heart was inclined towards God. She did not dream of fame or distinction. Her desire was simple, yet radical: to belong entirely to the Lord and to live His will in every moment, especially in the hidden places of life. Her guiding conviction was clear and unwavering: God's will is my will. Whatever He wants, I want. These were not merely words she admired. They became the rule of her life. Gianina, as she was affectionately called, was gifted intellectually and personally. She studied languages and literature at university, and a joyful spirit made her a source of light to those around her. She was attentive to the poor, generous with her time, and deeply rooted in prayer. During a pilgrimage to Lourdes, she placed her entire future into the hands of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This offering would shape everything that followed. Eventually, she entered the Congregation of the Daughters of Our Lady of Sorrows, where she received the name Sister Mary Santia. Her life in the convent appeared ordinary. She followed the rule faithfully, embraced humble tasks, and served wherever she was needed. After making her first vows in 1938, she confided her deepest desire in a diary: "Jesus wants me to be a holy religious, and He will not be happy with me until I use all my strength for Him and become a saint. God is everything. I am nothing. I have to become a saint at all costs. This is my constant preoccupation." Soon after, war descended upon Europe. When the Germans occupied Poznan, the sisters were put under house arrest. The sisters were forced to look after 100 German soldiers who were housed there, and English and French prisoners of war who were lodged in and around the convent. Sister Santia served German soldiers and cared for English and French prisoners of war, translating for them and treating each person as she would Christ Himself. Though she was given permission to leave for her own safety, she chose to remain. She believed God was asking her to stay, to become a mother to the suffering, a presence of peace amid cruelty. Her charity did not go unnoticed. Prisoners called her an angel of goodness and even Saint Santia. The physical toll was severe. Tuberculosis slowly consumed her strength, yet she accepted her illness with serenity, seeing it as preparation for a final offering. She made her solemn vows in July of 1942, and just weeks later, surrendered her life to God at the age of 32. She was beatified on 18th of August 2022 by Pope John Paul II.